in the agenda. When we know each other, there's only one person who is the first time that I see her in the committee. She will introduce herself, and you will hear when I'm calling names, who is who. Okay. Can I get your attention, honourable members? Mm. We have a... Can you... You will use a mic next to the honourable member, your name and where you are coming from. Your name is your name and where you are coming from.
Thank you very much, honourable chair. My name is Chido Nyarwata. I am a monitor from the Parliamentary Monitoring Group. This is my first time monitoring this portfolio committee. Thank you very much, honourable chair.
Thank you very much, Megari. Unfortunately, the majority rule. So you're the only one. When I'm saying honourable, so you look, but. Today, there are no presentations, but it's fine. We have got a couple of apologies. One, Mr. Imam Sheikh, who's attending appropriation, and Mr. Chapter, who has got a bereavement. And in terms of the support staff, I'm informed that the centers have gone to court. On the matter of their breaking the centers of parliament, when they took parliament to court in terms of the breaking. So the case is on today, so they have gone to listen to that, which is and debate. Honourable members, we all have the document in front of the report in front of us. What we will then do is that we are going to go through it, allowing any questions, corrections, with the understanding that some of the questions we will assist one another. That maybe some of the questions will be the questions that we should have been asked to the department, which won't be able to respond to them today. The only thing that if there are any amendments, if there is any issue that members think that it must be reworked, deleted, that's one of the things that we will do. We'll go page by page. I'm of the understanding that all of us do have the code of the report in front of us. we will now go to page one, which is the introduction. Any comments?
No, thank you, sir. On page one, under introduction, the second paragraph, though we did receive a presentation from EPME, but their presentation was not related to the analysis of the APT. It was a presentation on the performance of the department, not on the analysis of the APT. So it is, because the way it's written here, it says that they also did an analysis. And therefore, their presentation, in my view, was not relevant to the AP. PPP process. It was a presentation that was long overdue for something else. Unfortunately, then we called them on the process during the APP process, and then my impression might have been created that they were doing that analysis, which was not. So my proposal, therefore, is that we don't include them in this report, and then maybe at some particular point, if we want to discuss their presentation, we can then discuss it outside.
That is the proposal. Can that mic be off? That is the proposal of the members. Any other mindset? Any other endeavor?
No, that we do that. Thanks.
Okay, fine. So we are fine. We will delete that where it says monitoring and evaluation.
Performance.
Up to the sector. Am I correct? Honorable Masai. We'll delete that whole sentence up to the full stop of sector.
No, we just remove where onto this FFC and then we remove the Department of Performance Analysis, and then instead we say briefing by the Auditor General and FFC on the analysis of the APPs.
Yeah.
Okay. Agreed. I hope the Secretary did pick that. Page 2.
Page 2, just to check, because I was looking at the APP document vis-a-vis what is written here on 3.1, the implementation of the NHI. We are saying the first phase of a 5-year preparatory work plan to improve health systems performance and improve service delivery is implemented. But their document says the 5-year preparatory work to improve health systems performance, interventions to improve health services, health delivery, health to improve service delivery and provision. I'm not sure whether the removal of provision was an omission or it doesn't matter even if you've taken it out. It says, therefore, has been implemented, and then it then reflects where the implementation has taken place, but here you don't reflect where the implementation has taken place. They are saying it has been implemented at all levels of the health systems. I would have thought that you will take, because you are not rewriting the document. You are not going to phrase it in your own way to end up meaning something else. I thought that you will take it raw as it is from what the department said in terms of their presentation, so that we don't mean something that they might not have meant.
Honorable Ngabe.
Yeah, thanks, Chair. I think Honorable Fish, Honorable Masalelo, Chair, is correct that on from page 2, we must write according to what they have written in their document, so that it must have the same meaning. We must not change what they have written. Thanks. I wanted to check from page 2 to when. Okay.
I don't think that is I think what the members are raising is very important, because as this is a public document, they may come back and then say our report is not a reflection. We've really written their APP. So that will be corrected. I hope the Secretariat has noted that. We are done with page 2, page 3. Page 3. Page 4. Page, Honorable Gonzo.
Page 4.
Are you on page 4? Yeah. Okay.
Page 4.
Can you use your mic, please?
Sorry, Chair. Under program 3, page 4, where it says HIV, AIDS, TB, and maternal and child health. Just below that, the purpose of HIV, supposed to be HIV and AIDS, or HIV/AIDS, but it says AIS. So if you maybe need to correct that. Thank you, Chair.
Okay. It's a typo. Okay. Page 5.
Still on page four, Chair, bullet number 3,000 PHC facilities already using the health patient registration system. So we must delete the second health patient registration system.
What line is that?
Yeah, page 4, bullet number 3.
1, 2, 3. Just read it.
Oh, okay. It's using the health patient registration system. It has been, we've doubled it, so we'll delete the second health patient registration system. Are we together? Okay. Okay. The first bullet on top, page 4. Page 5, page Honorable Gonzo, Honorable Gofana, in that order.
Page 5. Sorry.
No, we are still on 4. Okay. Can I just check, Honorable Gonzo, are you on 5?
No. I'll wait for the...
Okay.
I'll wait for the...
Honorable Kopana, Honorable Mahlalel.
Thank you, Chair. I was just saying, program 3, sentence number 1, HIV, AST is still there, so we need to rectify in sentence number 1 there. The one that Ntateng Gonzo raised. Still on sentence number 1.
Oh, the 8.
Yeah, that has been correct. That has been noted. Honorable Mahlalel.
No, thanks. On the same page 4, the first paragraph, the first bullet, I mean. There's something around, I'm not sure whether it's 6600000. I'm not sure whether it's 600,000 or 60,000 medical male circumcision performed. Is it 60,000? No, that's page 4.
No, can please, honorable members, please. Page 4.
Page 4.
The second.
The first.
Bullet from the board, from the last paragraph.
From paragraph. From program 3. From program 3, whether it's 60,000 or 600,000. Then if it's 600,000, then you add 10 more.
Oh yeah, okay.
Okay, thank you. Page 5. Nothing on page 5. Page 6, which is program 5. Just to tell members that if you observe that some of these pages are exactly what has been in the APP. So what we will then be maybe observing, if we have made that observation, that if there, as Honorable Mahlale has said initially, if there's something that has been written outside of what then the APP has reflected on, we will correct that. But from that page, as we are moving to other pages, we'll see that it's exactly what has been in the APP. Page 9. Page 10. In fact, it's from page 2 to page 38. I'm just letting you know, Timber Boy.
The consistency in original writing. Page 7 and then other numbers, you just write number 600.
So what about that?
No, they say uniformity in writing. If we use numbers, let it be number 2.
When you start a sentence, do you start a sentence with a figure or do you start a sentence with a...
No, but you should compare page 7 and compare page 4. I mean, it's also a bullet.
Okay. Can we remember I said this is what was in the in the APP. Maybe if in the APP it's starting with the
with words.
We have to do that. If it starts with numbers, we'll then have to, for I think she's referring on in terms of consistency.
I think in terms of it being consistent, what Honorable Tembewa is raising, it does make sense. But I'm sure if the secretary can explain how did she write it so that we can follow what her response, and then we can comment after that.
Okay. When you start, if a sentence starts with a number, the number starts as a word, but we'll correct page 4 because it was supposed to be a word, not a number, because the number is at the beginning of the sentence.
Okay.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Page 11. Page 12. 13. Page 14. Page 19. Page 24, page 25, page 26, 27. 39, 39, okay, all right,
on the Auditor General, I think the last, these areas relate to financial management, performance management, procurement and contract management, compliance management and IT management. I think, Chair, we should also include human resource and expenditure management if you look at the Auditor General's report.
Are we in agreement? Okay. Page 40. Looking into that, I don't know if we do have the copy with us of the Auditor General's report. As much as it's not in red in relation to HR, but it's in yellow. I don't think yellow is a color that we may be comfortable with. With the understanding that there are challenges in the. So the sector itself, because that is the sector, the areas, although they say it has improved, but I think it will still be relevant that we include it in our report, because the HR is what is making or breaking the health sector. So as much as it's not in red, but would have, if it was in green, we would be more comfortable. So I think Honourable Ndaba is still correct, by saying we must add that. Page 40.
Page 40.
Okay.
I think, Chair, with regards to page 40, we were in agreement that we are deleting the Department of Performance Monitoring and Evaluation. Okay.
So that then changes our numbering, because now when we delete that 7, the next, which is our observations, then our observations will be 7. I think that must be noted. Page 41. We are on number 7, the new numbering is 7, on committee observations and findings. We will go through that bullet by bullet, because we would, so that all of us, we are in the same. Any comments on page 41? Number 7.
Committee observations.
We're on committee observations and findings.
Okay.
Reverend Ndaba?
Bullet number 1.
We are meant to send off. Right. Okay, Chair, bullet number 1. I think we must add on the department, provincial departments, instead of department. The committee was of the view that the APP of the department is not addressing plans to assist provincial departments in improving financial management and the provision of quality health care.
So you are, you...
I'm adding an S on provincial departments.
Department.
Yeah.
Okay. Any comments? Honorable James?
And then mental health services, I think it's one to the third bullet point. The committee was concerned about the shortage of full equipment mental health facilities in the country. What shortages?
Can we agree that in it's provincial departments?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in all what has got to do with province, we'll insert that S. Mm-hmm. On bullet number 3, it's the committee was concerned about the shortage of fully equipped mental health facilities in the country. Mm-hmm. Okay. Honorable Ndaba?
Still on and bullet number 2, Chair. The same thing we are adding on the committee observations include HR expenditure management, as we've added on the Auditor General's report.
Agreed. On bullet number, on the third bullet from the bottom, the committee raised concerns.
Furthermore, concerns. Yeah, concerns were raised.
The committee raised a concern. The committee raised a concern. So that one is, it's okay.
I thought you were talking about bullet number 3. On bullet number three, that's where we need to put race. Like to furthermore, concern was raised. Concern was raised around the lack of plan.
Are we following?
Bullet number three.
Mm-hmm.
Furthermore, concern was. Was raised around the lack of a.
It's omitted.
It's just an omission.
Okay. Still on page 41, the last bullet, the committee was concerned that wasteful.
Irregular,
comma, wasteful, and fruitless expenditure.
Yeah.
Irregular, comma, wasteful, and fruitless expenditure. By Professor, to continue to increase currently. Okay.
Yeah.
Page 42.
As soon as you include irregular, and then the last sentence, the last portion of the sentence must change, because this more than 1 billion was mainly for wasteful and fruitless expenditure, not irregular. So if you include irregular, then you should change the saying. Either you stop that increase, or you then say it which currently standing at billions, because when you include the regular, it becomes billions, not a billion. It goes, but you feel a good time as a fucking regular expenditure. So I'm saying if you include the regular, you either end where it says continuous to increase. If you want to add something billions, then you must restructure the sentence to reflect that it's not a billion, it's billions.
So I was saying in terms of the Auditor General's report, I think they do have irregular expenditures, more than a billion. So maybe we need to end it. Department to continue to increase. Yeah.
Are we all in? Because there's the proposal that if we include irregular, it's either we stop as to department continue to increase. If we want to go beyond increase, we say currently at. Currently, it's billions, 2 billions.
Yeah.
I agree.
Billions.
We're not saying two in terms of the figure. We're saying two billions. Okay. The first bullet, we delete challenges around the provision of EMS, because it's emergency services, so we delete that service. And in wherever there is emergency services, where there is another service, we will delete that. Okay? That's bullet number one on page 42. Can your hand be up and be noted and you speak to the mic, honourable members?
Sorry, Chair.
Honourable James.
Thanks, Chair. On bullet two, yes. The department noted that this is not reflect on the AP, not reflected on the AP of the department.
So this is not reflected. Okay. Were you on that one, Honorable Kopana, also? Okay. Honourable Mahlale. Honourable Maisel. Can you use your mic, please?
Thank you, Chair. I think this sentence is correct. This is not, this, noted that this is not.
No.
This does not reflect on the AP. But if it is, okay. This does not reflect on the APP.
Honourable Mahlale.
No, I'm on plate number four. So, I think that plate is too pregnant. Plate number four.
Mm.
I would have thought that you will it's better to disintegrate it into various bullets. The committee noted with concern that the NHI phase one report is outstanding and that the APP does not reflect the phase two of the NHI implementation. That's another observation.
Okay.
The committee was of the view that the performance indicator, now the budget was addressing these changes. I'm not sure whether which changes are you referring to. That's another issue. Then the committee also noted the lack of time frames for the tabling of the NHI bill, which I would thought that in Parliament it was supposed to be another bullet, but also contextualize it to say in line with the commitment made in SONA, because the President said in SONA, in the next coming few weeks, government is going to table the NHI bill to Parliament. But in their plan, there's no way where it reflects that the bill will be tabled. Just say no, that will be published for comment. It ends there. So I thought we should maybe try to integrate this into other bullets and then deal with the issue of these performance indicators that they've removed under the pretext that they are streamlining the implementation of the NHI, which is not reflected how this streamlining is going to work.
Yeah.
And when a question was asked, there was no response.
So first, we are in agreement that we will have it will be the first bullet, it will be that bullet that will end on the implementation.
Yeah.
Then there will then be another bullet, which is bullet 5, the new bullet 5. Ms. Honorable Mashaya said so that new bullet will start from the committee was of this, whether that is to be corrected, that you'll put it in writing so that when the correct time comes, we'll look into that. Then we then go into the third bullet, which says the committee also noted the lack of the time frames of the, in line with the announcement by the president in the State of the Nation address. So what I'm suggesting is that as the sponsor of that bullet, if you can just these two new bullets that you are proposing, 1, 2, 3, 4, so it's going to be bullet 5, it's going to be bullet 6. So there are two bullets from that bullet. And then, I don't know, Honorable Kopana, whether you want to speak on that. I was just putting the principle of the proposal. And then the sponsor will then, so that when we then come back, before we adopt, we are on the same page. Are we in agreement?
But I just wanted us to go to bullet number 3.
Mm-hmm.
The committee was concerned that the department has a sizable amount. I think here, to show the seriousness of the committee, we need here to write how the numbers, not to play with words, to indicate how many of those indicators have been removed, because there were many of them. Let's not play with words to show that we are serious about this.
So instead of saying sizable, we say we must be, so that we're not general,
yeah.
we indicate how many of those. But in that, you must take into account what Honorable Mashalela said, that they are streamlining, yes, which they preparing for NHI. Whereas it does not, it didn't indicate.
Mm-hmm.
So we must find those who are best in philosophy. They supposed to be in. We need to add something into that.
Mm-hmm.
Mashalela, can I also get? Is it fine, or should it be a bullet on its own, or should we incorporate that in that bullet? No, Honorable Kopana is taking us back to 3. The committee was concerned that the department has a sizable.
Mm-hmm.
First she's saying, let's state them, let's not be general. Now I was then saying, in that you also raise a concern about that those have been removed. We didn't get any response, they've been removed. They said in preparation for the what's this? NHI. So I'm Honorable Mashaya.
No, I agree with her, but I would have thought that we don't limit to program 2, because it's not only program 2 where these indicators were removed. It's program 2, program 3, and program 5, and in total there are 37 indicators that they've removed.
Yeah.
That's 14 from program 2. 18 from program 3 and 10 from program 5, and in total there are 37. So if we can just not only limit it to program 2 and say remove this in program 2, then we say so many, program 3 so many, or we start by saying removing 37. The committee was concerned that the department has removed 37 indicators from program 2, then you say so much, program 3 so much, then the total give you the 37.
Agreed?
Yeah.
Okay. Honorable Mashalela also assist then with just the phrase, Hi, Payabu. In that bullet, you said we must have two more bullets so that when we come back for.
I don't think in this phrase, I was saying they must just disintegrate.
But they must not then forget to put that the
but
committee.
But they must just deal with this issue. The committee was of the view that the performance indicators are not addressing these changes, so that at least we understand what changes are referring to. That's the one thing.
But they must also, the committee also noted that the lack of set time frames for the tabling of the NHI, yes, as announced by the president in the State of the Nation address of the blah, 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 blah. I think you did raise that, that must also be put into context.
Yeah.
Okay. The next bullet, which is, we start by on program 3.
Well, I will refer that we also include instead of limiting to addressing priorities such as child, women, and maternal health, but also deal with the NCD. They said nothing about how they are going to be dealing with these non-communicable diseases, which everybody acknowledges is a big problem. But there's nowhere in their indicators that they are saying, no, this is a focus area to address the issue of NCD. But in the budget, you do have a budget for NCD. But how are they going to be using that budget? Because there's no indicator what is that you'll be doing. We don't know.
Agreed?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, on SAPRA, I thought the second bullet is misplaced because a clarity was sought in the context of the Act, and they did reflect that the IT person on the board is there is somebody appointed for the IT from the IT who was abroad, and then they did indicate one lady who is said to be an advocate, the legal. So they did clarify that matter. So I don't think it's relevant now because it was clarified. Said no, the board is constituted according to how the Act requires in terms of the expertise.
So we are suggesting that we delete it. Agreed?
Agreed, Chief.
But I then propose that there's a matter that Honorable Temboi raised, which is a concern around the increase of the fees, its impact on the poor, and what impact will it have on the poor and ordinary people. Well, they said they are going to increase the fees, which was raised as an observation, which I thought we were going to raise as an observation and a concern, and its impact it will have on the poor. You know?
So we're going to add that as the third bullet. I hope you have your understanding. Okay. You understand what is then being put.
soul will have three full extent.
On the Office of Girls Health Compliance, will it not be important, honourable members, that we add a, which is our observation, in terms of the office of the ombuds.
Yeah, on the Office of Health Star Compliance.
Can you use your mic, please?
Yeah, Chair, I think you are right. If you remember, Chair, the ombuds office, Chair, is using budget of the Office of the Health Standard Compliance, but in terms of reporting, they are reporting to the minister. So I think we need to reflect here, Chair, as a concern, because if the ombudsman is not reporting to where they are getting their funds, why can't they get money from the department, because they are reporting directly to the minister? So I'm sure this is one thing that you can raise as a committee. Yeah, even but because it doesn't make sense. Because they are using the Office of Health Standard Compliance, but they are not reporting to them. They are reporting to the minister direct. So it's better that they get their funding from directly from the department, because that's where they are reporting. But also, I think the other challenge, Chair, is that I'm sure even ourselves as the committee, we didn't do justice to ourselves, because we have never called the ombudsman to come and account. But for now, I'm sure we can leave it there.
Thank you, Chair. What my colleagues is raising, I think it's a fair thing. When we're dealing with the bill, before the Office of the Office of Health and whatever, Standard Compliance. Yeah, one of the things that I raised was to say that they must be given the money by Parliament, and they must come and report straight to Parliament. That was my argument. And the other thing is that Ombudsman doesn't have the legislative powers, you know, just to investigate, nothing else, and just to report. So those were the issues in terms of the bill that I raised that time. But what you're saying is quite right. Because now the issue was, because now we had a minister that is good, they report to him, he will look that things are happening. But the issue, I said to the minister, I'm sorry, by that time, if then comes another minister who's not like you, what are you going to do? Because they cannot people go and investigate what you're supposed to be doing and come and report to you. They must report to Parliament. Like the office, Louis Williams, I even make an example about the Office of the Public Protector, reporting direct to Parliament, but not to the minister. I think it's something that maybe if you go forward to change one of the amendments in terms of the bill.
Okay. For the comment was 43. Any comments on TMC? Page 44. NHLS. Honorable Mashale.
On page 43.
Maybe we have forgotten, what is that M health under SAMRC? The third bullet. Whether M health.
Mm-hmm.
Is it?
M.
When?
Mm-hmm.
The committee reflected on whether M health under some SAMRC, the last, the third bullet there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is it M health?
She's asking what is M health.
No, I'm saying it's supposed to be E health.
She was here. Yeah.
Right. Papa, I'm wrong. Jay.
Yes, I think Honorable Tembewa is correct. I think it was a typo. It's supposed to be E health.
No.
Oh,
okay.
I thought they said it's a new app that you can get all information that you need on SMRC, anything that, you know, that relates to them. You can find that on that new app that they have. They even showed it on the. That's why I wanted to know how do I access it.
Oh, okay.
That they're heavy.
Okay.
Okay.
On 44, I don't
know. Well, Chair, on 44, I think we need to remove that bullet as a whole, because they do have an APT which has got quarterly targets. But maybe what we need to add is the bullet that deals with the committee was concerned that the position of the CFO, I mean the CEO and the F and the CEO that is the CEO and the CFO has been vacant for more than 12 months, and the position of the head of information technology, which is also vacant, and the position of the head of internal audit and risk management, which has been on suspension for more than 9 months, according to what the Auditor General has raised as a problem. So there are many acting people at the senior management level, and that's what will be our biggest concern.
Okay, so we delete that one, we insert the new one, which is reflecting on that. Okay. Honorable Ndaba.
Chair, I'm just, I'm agreeing with Honorable Mahlalela, but also, Chair, I think, is it not important that as the committee we must raise the issue of the long outstanding cases that they are having in the department, because we must have a bullet regarding the long standing cases they are having that they are not concluding. But I don't know what is the Palalanja.
We are agreeing that we must reflect on that bullet, on how that is to be phrased. We'll request any the Honourable Mahlalelo, Honourable Maisel, on our concern on the if I can just on the Hollywood style in the NHLS. But we won't say on a Hollywood style. We're concerned about the number of vacancies and the, in fact the time that they are, you know, so if we can then be assisted on that. Now we are on if we're done with finance, now we're on recommendations.
Recommendations
are on bullet number 45. I'm sorry, on page 45. Bullet number one. Any comments?
Well, in bullet number one, I thought that we should say the department should assist provincial departments to streamline or to ensure the alignment of their APPs to the budget, taking into consideration the huge amount of accruals. But the issue that we're raising was that provincial departments' plans, they plan it according to the budget that they are supposed to receive in a financial year. But the truth of the matter is that most provincial departments, they stop paying for services in November. And then they then accrue all the services rendered between November and March. Then between April, May, June, to some extent, then they start paying using the current financial year, paying for services that was supposed to be rent to have been paid in the previous year. And as a result, their budget and APP is not in line. And therefore we're saying they must begin to look closer to that matter and assist them to plan, taking into consideration the accruals as well. Because in essence, it's not in terms of it's supposed not to be accruals, but because there's no any term, they call it accruals. You know? But in essence, it's not accrual because they are avoiding to incur unauthorized expenditure. So they stop paying for services because they don't have money. Because you accrue money, accrual is money that you have, that you have not spent, but service rendered. But service has been rendered, there's no money. They just stop paying because they're avoiding an unauthorized expenditure. So there's no money that they then request for a rollover from from Treasury to pay the accruals. They use the current financial year to pay what they could not pay in the financial years. So the view is that because it's not the APP will not necessarily be aligned with the national APP. It must be aligned with their budget, because that's where the mismatch is.
Are we in agreement? Okay. We're still on page 45.
Then on the second bullet, isn't that we've improved it to say this number 37 of the indicators, which include the, all the other programs that they've chopped around. Therefore, the recommendation must begin to talk to that.
Nothing on the next bullet. On bullet number 7, engage provincial treasurers to assist provincial department in eliminating rather than managing their accruals. Will it not be important that we encourage, we seem to be, that we are concerned about those accruals, we then ensure that the current, whether we say eliminate, stroke, manage, or just eliminate the current accruals that they are having. Any honorable comments?
Chairman, I was thinking we should actually say eliminate the accruals and not managing. How they do that? They could be in touch with the National Treasury, because what is really concerning is what was raised by Ulando Honorable Mahlalela, that the accruals of the previous year that is rolled over to the current or April month onwards shouldn't be fed by the monies of that current year. So they should work out as to how they recover that. They get that money, where they get it from. I think the Treasury could assist in that one. Thank you.
Honorable Wilson, then Honorable Mahlale, and myself.
Thank you, Chair. I actually second that proposal. This should not be approved. They should be working within their budget. So they're starting the new financial years within a serious deficit, which means that they cannot deliver service. The situation is escalating. The accruals must be eliminated, unless they can be seriously justified, but they should not be accruals.
No, thanks. And I agree, elimination, but we must just qualify it, because accruals will always be there, because in financial terms, there's nothing wrong with accrual. But these ones are a problem. So that's why I thought we need to qualify that the provincial departments in eliminating their current accrual amounting to more than 16 billion rand. So that, because these ones are not legitimate accruals. But there's nothing wrong with accruals. That's why we the next bullet says we must assist them to acceptable accrual, so that, but these ones that they are having now as we speak, which is if they would have paid, there will be 16 billion unauthorized expenditure, because they don't have that money. Hence, in financial terms, it's written accrual, but practically not accrual.
Honorable
Your Chair, I think I'm covered, because if they do not eliminate this backlog of illegal expenditure masquerading as accruals, it will keep on growing.
and they are not going to be, and it will be impossible for them to do anything about it. So they must be helped to eliminate that. Of course, Honorable Mahlalela said, are not illegal. They are legal methods of dealing with accounting, but not this one. These ones are not. They are illegal. Thanks.
Okay. We then go to... I think we've dealt with those bullets that deals with that board extensively.
Just
to remind the secretariat, where there is EMS, we delete the service after that, so that they are... Honorable Gonzo.
The bullets, second bullet...
Your mic, please.
Sorry, Chair. Second bullet from the bottom, where it says assist provincial departments, and then it ends with the end irregular expenditure. I would think we should include wasteful and fruitless expenditure. That bullet, the last two bullets, but in other words, one, two, three.
The last two bullets, let's say, engage the department on medical legal. Then the next one, it talks about the community health workers. Honorable Kopana, Honorable Myself.
Thank you, Chair. On the same bullet, the second bullet from the bottom, it says that engage the Department of Justice and Correctional Service to develop and implement the national strategy in dealing with the rise in the medical legal claims as they pose a serious risk to provincial department's budget. I think somehow we also need to incorporate the health professional bodies, because this medical legal hazard, they emanate from the professional people who are not doing what they're supposed to be doing. For example, if you talk about nursing, South African Nursing Council of South Africa, they are responsible for the conduct of nurses. So if we talk about the doctors who, because most of the things they arise because of the doctors also, Health Professional Council of South Africa, they are responsible for those, the curriculum and the conduct. So somehow we also need to work together with the health professional bodies who are responsible for the conduct of those people who are in service, in the public service, because that's how we'll be dealing with the solution.
You are raising something, you're reflecting on something that is correct, but when the department was here, we didn't engage on the role and the responsibility of the health professional bodies as you are outlining them. So I just want to, so that tomorrow they don't, because even in our findings, we didn't reflect on the health professionals. Even when they were here, we didn't then question that, in your view, in this thing, what do you think should be the role of the health professionals, which is the South African Nursing Council? And so I'm saying it is correct, but it has got that. Because, so that they don't say tomorrow, when we then make recommendations, we are a bit unfair. We speak on issues that we didn't give them time and space to explain. I hope you. It then means you have to note that, so that when they come for the annual report, you will then be at that time when then we are then going to engage them. Honorable Marshall.
I agree with you, but also to reflect on a body that has not even called into a meeting and engage like it. And then you then make a reflection on it.
Mm-hmm.
It might create a problem. I'm not sure when are we going to have at some point calling those bodies. For
mm-hmm.
Never happened. We're finishing a term. As far as Babi is now 1 day.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And therefore it might be necessary that it's some of the things that we can look into going forward in, so that we then deal specifically with these issues by also calling these bodies to come and account at some point, so to understand what the role they play in the whole system.
Honorable Mabanga.
Thanks, Chair.
Sorry. Honorable myself.
Thank you, Chair. Bullet number 3 from the bottom. Do we agree that they must be deleted?
Honorable Mabanga.
Thanks, Chair. I think it's bullet 1, 2, 3. Bullet 9. I think that we need also to add fruitless and wasteful expenditure.
Where the bullet reads, assist provincial department to strengthen financial planning in order to deal with continuous audit findings related to accruals. And okay, so you are suggesting that we add wasteful
and fruitless.
Wasteful, fruitless, and irregular. Agreed? That is bullet number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 from the bottom.
5 from the bottom.
If then we're done, page 46.
I think 1, 2, 3, 4. Engage provincial treasuries. Or maybe then I'm putting up.
We have dealt with that.
Oh, okay.
Page 40. We are on 46. Any comments on page 46 that deals with entities? Okay, when they will be putting a recommendation, it will be a recommendation that is in line with what presents on SAPRA. It might be a recommendation that is in line with the finding on SAPRA in all the other things that is then going to be the practice. So the mHealth thing is something, or we're reminded that it's a new app. Yeah, okay. Page 47. Even on page 47, on the National Health Laboratory Services, we'll delete that that recommendation, because remember that we have deleted the finding. We inserted a new finding. Mm-hmm. If then that is all, honourable members, can we then get a formal mover using the mic, your name? We will then be moving this with all the amendments, the deletions that has then been reflected. Honourable Maisel.
Dr. Maisel, move that the report be adopted with the necessary corrections that are made. So move.
Can we get a second?
I myself, Dr. S. Tembekwaya, second the move.
No. Thank you, honourable members. I think now we are at the stage where we are then going to be preparing for our debate, and the members know, in line with the normal, the ordinary practice and norms, in line with our party and whatever. So we will do that. Hoping that we'll be having a debate that is really going to reflect that we are dealing with a sector that is emotive, and therefore our aim in this committee is ensure that the sector improve, not for the benefit of whoever, but for the benefit of the ordinary people that are using public health assistance. That was the only matter for the in front of the committee today. Announcement: we are coming back on the 2nd, which is Wednesday. We are going to have a notice will be circulated, and the reminder, we'll be having a committee sitting at 10:30. Venue will be indicated, and we're sitting at 10:30. We're going to sit at 2:00, because I'm informed, not unless otherwise changed, there is no sitting on Wednesday. So we will then be dealing with the issues of our bills. Remember that we are to have a deliberation on SAFRA. I'm sorry, on NAPISA. We are to listen to the department, because the department was here when Honorable Dudley was here on the choice on termination. So the department is then going to respond on all what was on the deliberations, on the presentations and the clarities that we raised. So I think that's what I just want, so that when we leave for our long weekend, knowing very well that we have got a whole day on Wednesday, which is a committee, and we are dealing with important issues, which are bills. Thank you very much, honourable members. I think we have come to the end of our... We can have our breakfast now.
What happened?
Good on you.
Avoid the friendship of those who constantly inquire and discuss the flaw of others.
What does that mean? Thank you.